Bitcoin to $16,000 or $9,000 next. We're going to be taking a look at our technical analysis. This is something we drew out before this ABC correction even occurred, and we actually predicted this consolidation zone. We just broke out of this in that major resistance of 12.3, heading towards that 13.5, and our next target 16.3. We're going to talk about the two scenarios, heading to 9,000 or 16,000 next. And I do apologize for this video being a little bit late and not being live. I'm a little bit sick, so you'll also hear my voice is a little bit off. But we have a ton of awesome stuff to talk about today. Two scenarios for Bitcoin, as well as what's happening with altcoins and total cryptocurrency market cap. Then looking at gold and another headline. And so let's go ahead and first look at what's happening here with Bitcoin's technical analysis. You can see here we've got this bullish momentum to the upside heading towards 13,500. However, you can notice here we do have some low volume that you want to pay attention to realize that before when we topped out here at 13.5, we had this high push of volume. Right now we've got very low volume, and you can see we're starting to descend here on this RSI. And then looking at the MACD, we're a little bit exhausted, as we are starting to pull back. There is a crossover potentially there to occur. However, you can see that has not currently occurred. Therefore, it is showing a little bit of some signs of weakness. I do think we'll stay in this consolidation zone. I think there's two scenarios here. We'll either stay in this consolidation zone, allowing altcoins to start moving up, or we break 13.5 and we head towards that $16,300 level, and that's going to be a confirmation on the daily candle above 13.5. But what's interesting about what we see here with Ethereum to Bitcoin, which is pretty much mimicking the majority of altcoins in this market, is we're still at these all-time lows. You can see we've got major support here at 2.5 million satoshis, and knowing that we're still at these low levels, I still expect some potential upside here really soon. You can see not only are our MACD showing very, very high potential for bullish momentum here soon, but it looks a lot better than Bitcoin. And you can see we've raised above that 40 here. We already double topped above 40, staying in this neutral zone. Anything between 40 and 60 is positive. This leads me to assume we'll see higher upside here for Ethereum here potentially soon. And then the total cryptocurrency market cap validates all of this. And when you look at total cryptocurrency market, you can see we've got strong resistance heading towards that $370 billion range. And then you can see we've also got that strong support at around $280 billion. Sorry, it's not pulling up right here. I just remember those prices. But let's wait for it to pull up here on the screen so you can see that technical analysis. And by the way, our premium group, we've been killing it with our altcoin signals. So if you guys are not a part of that, we send all of our crypto signals in our Discord premium group. The link is in the description below. And make sure to like this video if you guys enjoy this type of fast analysis whenever I might not have the time to do live streams, and we'll definitely try to do a lot more of this. But you can see total cryptocurrency market cap chart is not pulling up here. So let's move on to Ethereum to USD just to validate that Ethereum call. You can see we broke bullish on this flag, and you can see now we are starting to head up. You can see we're also seeing that validated here with the MACD, and that validates the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart as well for us to potentially see upside to start gaining back those satoshis. And then when you look at gold, you can see we double topped here as well. So not any momentum just yet. You can see no buy volume here on the daily chart, thus leading me to believe that Bitcoin is also going to start to see some slowdown here really soon. So man, that was some really awesome and fast analysis. Other than that, one headline that really mattered to me today was Bitstamp crypto exchange sets up Lightning Network. That's a huge step forward for Bitstamp, but more importantly, it's a huge step forward for the cryptocurrency sphere as a whole, knowing that we're now adopting the Lightning Network. That's going to allow for faster Bitcoin transactions and for a more efficient network as a whole. And so that's a very positive thing. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. I hope you enjoyed this. Bitcoin to $16,000 or $9,000 next. And let's go ahead and see what occurs in the next week or so. We will be live on Wednesday and Friday this week. And with that being said, Naeem Al-Obaidi here, checking out TPC Family. Take care.